Let's talk roads and transport. There's a new 10-year funding package for Auckland Transport to be released today by the Transport Minister, Phil Twyford. I think Phil Goff, the Auckland Mayor, is coming along too. Phil Twyford is with us before the announcement in our Auckland studio this morning. Kia ora, good morning to you.
Kia ora, Guy.
What can you tell us? There's two big new roads that are attracting some attention, certainly in the Herald today. One of them is the link between State Highway 1 and Whangaparoa. This has been on the cards for some time, the Penlink route that was, it was in train, wasn't it, under the last government? So
in train, but nothing done. Both these, you know, Mill Road and Penlink are two roading projects that are vital to support the really rapid greenfields housing expansion that's going on in the south and the north of the city. So the announcement today includes a lot of things, but these two roads are part of it. We're putting $500 million into Mill Road, which is going to take a lot of pressure off the southern motorway between Manukau and Drury.
$500 million into that?
Yeah, and $200 million into Penlink, which we're intending to do as a PPP. It's really perfectly designed as kind of a toll road, and that's going to make a big difference, alongside some improvements to the northern busway up there as well.
Okay, so let's unpick this because it gets confusing for people who don't know the areas that well. Let's start with the Whangaparoa one. You're putting, what did you say, $200 million into that?
That's correct.
And it's a PPP with who? Like a public-private partnership?
Yep, it'll be put out to tender. We believe that there are investors who are interested in getting involved in that project. It's easily, because of the design of the road, it's easily tolled. That generates a revenue stream, which it gets the project over the line. Without that, it probably wouldn't get over the line.
On a cost-benefit ratio analysis?
That's right.
Okay, so the private money would be likely from offshore, or
could well be.
Could be. You're open to that?
Yeah, we did PPP. You know, the Labor government under Helen Clark did the Northern Gateway project as a PPP. Transmission Gully was done by the former government as a
okay. Because you're open to that. Not so much in the schools and hospitals, but you're okay on the roads, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So that means that I would pay to use this road, right?
That's right.
Do we know roughly how much? Is it a dollar a hit, or?
I don't think that work's been done. I would imagine it'd be more $2 or more, but that work hasn't yet been done.
Okay, so $200 million on that. Let's move to the south. You're taking us, where does that one go? That's Manukau Drury sort of way.
That's right. There's huge housing development going in the southern motorways. You know, people will know at peak hour, it's punishing. Mm. And this is a vital parallel route that will enable more housing growth in that southern corridor and allow the southern motorway to keep moving. And today we're also going to be announcing some big investments in rail, which will also take pressure off the roads.
Well, let's come to that just before we finish. When are these roads opening?
So those, we can't announce those dates today, but
roughly though, like, are we talking 10 years?
They're going to happen within the next 10 years, but we'll get cracking on them straight away. And I would hope before very long we'll be able to give people some definite timeframes.
Right, but it might be up to 10 years before they open.
Potentially, but I doubt very much it would take that long.
Are these scaled down versions of what the last lot were promising us?
Well, the last lot spent $2 million on Mill Road in 9 years. We're about to spend $500 million.
What was slated on the books, though, for it?
It's a local road. It's always been part of this 10-year plan shared between Auckland Council and the government.
But what did they promise to spend on it?
They put out a press release in the election campaign promising to turn it into a four-lane highway.
Yeah. But it was considerably more cost than what you're spending.
It was unfunded and uncosted. We're actually going to do it. And we're going to spend $500 million on it. They spent $2 million in 9 years.
Yeah. How much of it's government money, though? How much on the from the PPP?
Oh, in relation to Penlink or to Mill Road?
Penlink, because that's the only PPP, isn't it? Or are they both going to be PPPs?
Yeah, Penlink, we're looking at putting $200 million up for that, probably another $100 million through the PPP.
Okay. Yeah. Let's talk about the light rail stuff then. What can you tell us ahead of the announcement about that, if anything?
So I think people know by now that it's our government's view that if we're going to seriously get ahead of the growth and ease the congestion on Auckland's roads, we have to build a modern rapid transit system. Light rail's going to play an important part in that. But we've also got the heavy rail and the northern busway. Together they form a network. And we'll be announcing today that we're going to be putting some serious money up for the rollout of the light rail line, possibly two.
What's serious money?
Oh, we'll have more to say about
that.
We'll have more to say about that at midday.
All right, we'll listen out for that. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Do appreciate it. That's the Transport Minister, Phil Twyford.